You've been hearing the music from the Nutcracker a great deal these past few weeks. Today, Kevin Shortsleeve brings us some of the history behind that holiday favorite.
Wooden nutcrackers arose from the old German tradition of hanging nuts dipped in gold leaf on a Christmas tree. Something equally decorative was needed to open these festive nuts. From the fanciful, functional figurines created in the Saxony region of Germany, folk legends were born about enchanted nutcrackers, and the legend spread throughout Bohemia and Poland. In 1816, The King of All Nutcracker Stories was published by the German author E.T.A. Hoffmann. His Nutcracker and the Mouse King is filled with dark, supernatural characters, evil spells, and a terrible seven-headed Mouse King. Hoffmann put himself in the story as the gift-bearing Uncle Drosselmeyer, who arrives on Christmas Eve with a pasteboard castle for the children, a gift that, in reality, Hoffmann had recently constructed for the children of a friend. The story was published to much success, Hoffmann even receiving congratulations from a Prussian general who complimented him on his skill as a military strategist in the battle scenes between the tin soldiers and the mice. In 1845, Alexandre Dumas, author of The Three Musketeers, published a less dark, sweeter version of Hoffmann's tale, and in 1890, it was this version that was read by the director of the Imperial Opera in St. Petersburg, Russia, who thought it might make a good ballet, and who asked Peter Tchaikovsky to compose the music. Tchaikovsky, who had read and liked the original, darker Hoffmann version, was at first reluctant to take on the project, but in 1891 he relented and began work on the composition. Tchaikovsky incorporated a number of children's musical instruments, and eventually a rattle, a toy trumpet, a miniature drum, and a cuckoo clock were written into the score. He also discovered a new instrument called a celeste. It sounded something like a toy piano, and his use of it in The Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy marked the premiere of that instrument. Now the work of three artists, Hoffmann's, Dumas, and Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker, has gone on to be reinterpreted time and again, from Disney's Fantasia to Maurice Sendak's stage production and picture book, to the 1996 production of A Harlem Nutcracker, set in today's Harlem and featuring Duke Ellington's arrangement of Tchaikovsky's music. Throughout all these revisions, the basic appeal of the Nutcracker has remained the same as it was hundreds of years ago in Saxony, when children huddled round to hear how once upon a time the toys came to life when the bells chimed midnight on Christmas Eve.